Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Two tight ends, two receivers. Juszczyk out of the backfield to the right. They're going to throw inside, and it's intercepted. Off the hands of Jennings, it's Caden Ellis, and a stiff arm against Mac Jones as he head toward the Atlanta bench with the interception. How about the play by Caden Ellis? Huge turnover for Atlanta.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Yes, our Falcons fell last night to the 49ers, 20-10, and they're at 3-3 for the season. Finding the highlights, though, Bijan Robinson rushed 14 times for 40 yards, recorded 6 receptions for 52 yards and a touchdown. His 92 scrimmage yards marks his 12th consecutive game with 90 or more scrimmage yards. So there we go.
There you go. You're always just such a bright spot for us in the mornings. We do appreciate it.
I'm trying. I mean, there were definitely some games that had wilder fallouts than ours last night, which we should probably talk about. So the Denver Broncos scored all of their 33 points in the fourth quarter to erase a 19-zip fourth quarter and beat the Giants 33-32 in a wild comeback. Here is Jackson Dart, obviously a little shocked after this loss.
I never felt like we were going to lose the game. So, you know, I looked at the clock when they scored. I said, dang, we got a lot of time left. I had no doubt that we were going to go down there and score.
What a brutal ending to a football game. Especially if you're him with that bad interception. I know they said Brian Daboll broke a chair in the locker room. I'm surprised it wasn't like 5 chairs.
Did you see Brian Burns coming off the field?
No, I didn't
Brian
see that.
Brian Burns was livid the way they played defense on that last play that got him down, got the Broncos in the field goal range because I think they only rushed like 3 and they dropped guys back into coverage and still. I'm a Brian Daboll fan. That's rough. I'm scared. If I'm worried for him, because I don't know if that's one at the end of the day that you can come back from. They're supposed to be a defense first team. They've got defensive littered all, especially at defensive line, is littered with guys that can play. I mean, you know, Abdul Carter, Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeau, the big guy in the middle that I can never think of his name. I mean, they're just absolutely loaded with defensive. Good job, Dylan. Thank you. Dexter Lawrence. And I just don't know how you blow a 33-point lead in an NFL game in one quarter. It was 32-0.
You know what's even crazier? The Broncos only converted 4 third downs in the game. Like, it wasn't – like, they just explosives, defensive plays – it's just insane. Like, I just can't imagine it. And you know what's interesting is both these quarterbacks kind of remind me of one another, and I thought they kind of played similar yesterday at different times. Bo Nix has had his ups and downs, as has Jackson Dart early in his career, but I'm with you. I don't necessarily like Brian Daboll, but I want to see the situation play out with him and Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
If he gets canned right now, I'm gonna think that we missed something.
Bo Nix's 6th fourth-quarter comeback in his young career. And then Sean Payton just loved to throw shade as he said, yeah, I was hoping they would start Jackson Dart after we play them. And at first you're like, oh, man, he's got respect for Jackson Dart. And then you're like, is he just throwing shade at Russell Wilson? The hatred he has for that man is, I mean, it's almost equal to my hatred for Sean Payton, which makes me have a slight little bit of, I like that petty.
Mm.
I'm just glad we don't have to deal with him anymore twice a year.
Yeah, true.
The Commanders lost Jaden Daniels in their game against the Dallas Cowboys. Suffered a right hamstring injury. Commanders did end up losing to the Cowboys 44-22.
It's just like, I don't know why. And we saw Washington here not long ago. It just feels like that team can't get out of their own way, even before Jaden Daniels left with the injury. But I will say this, and y'all give us credit. We've said it all along. Dallas's offense is unbelievable. They're unbelievable. Dan Quinn had no – I mean, you want to talk about Dan Quinn coming to play here? Dan Quinn going back to Dallas was another, you know, a storyline, or, you know, playing against the Cowboys, and that's going to always be one. But, man, that offense was able to do whatever they wanted to. Dak Prescott is playing extremely well right now.
I think that when it comes to Washington, their offense really helped them out a lot last year and keeping the ball and able to score, and the defense is still a work. And I think they got exploited. That Dallas holding somebody at 22 points with or without Jaden Daniels getting hurt, it's kind of like, hey, victory.
Because
they have not been very good defensively. And if they make the playoffs with that defense not improving at all, Dak Prescott's going to get some love. George Pickens is playing out of his mind. And I know CD came back this week and made some plays. I've never been a huge George Pickens guy. Because I can't stand the attitude and the selfishness on the sideline. But he looks different this year. He's having fun. He really looks like he's enjoying it. And he's still doing dumb George Pickens stuff. But it's a lot more fun when he's picking at the opponent than pitching a tantrum on the sideline.
Yeah, I agree with that. I also say that with Jaden Daniels being hampered, you know, by the injuries that he's had, their window in Washington is wide open right now. Right, I think we look at, you know, our quarterback situation and some of the other ones around the league with quarterbacks that age, and it's like, oh, is the window open? Is it not? Their window is wide open, and so the injuries. That's we talked about Bijan earlier, and we had a caller call in and say Zach Robinson's fired 2 weeks ago. If not for Bijan, I would say the same thing for Cliff Kingsbury and Jaden Daniels. He has bailed them out of problems more times than you can count. And when he's not part of that game plan, that's a different team.
I do give Cliff Kingsbury some credit because the game that Mariota started earlier in the year right before they played us, I thought he did a phenomenal job with some of his play calling and some of the things he did and twisting some of the offense. I think it is a lot harder when you have now I know that you can adjust, but, you know, when you're going for one thing, and really that's a game to me against Dallas where – you exploit them in the passing game in a lot of ways, and they couldn't do it. I'm not really sure where they're at in the running game right now either.
Well, I know it's Monday, but if you are setting up your social calendar today, looking ahead, you can join Dukes and Bell this Thursday for a special edition of their show from Guston's Grill in Woodstock. They'll be previewing Thursday night football and the weekend's big college and pro action while also enjoying all the great food and drinks at Guston's Grill. And you can join them. It's this Thursday, 2 to 6. At Guston's Grill in Woodstock on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, it is Man Up Monday. Mike and Bo will have to face the decisions they made on Friday. And we've got it mic'd up.
Yeah, we're going to hit a 3-up, 3-down. I'll tell you who had a good weekend and, more importantly, who did not. You don't want to miss it.
Next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready.
Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at how I met your mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.